Welcome to Zuma Worldwide's Health Education Conference Call. This recording is for educational purposes only. The name brand products referenced are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or mitigate any disease or illness. Health testimonies represent the personal experiences of the individuals and should not be viewed as medical advice. Please enjoy today's call.
I got some great information lined up for you tonight. I could spend some time with a lady who is a great friend to me and a great friend to our company and has been for many, many years. She's a member of our scientific advisory board. She's the creator of one of our great products known as Life's Harmony. She's also a naturopathic doctor and actually spends a lot of her time helping people just like you and I in her practice enjoy more abundant health. And of most recently, spends a lot more time out in the country on a farm growing some incredibly healthy foods. So she's in it from the start to the finish when it comes to the health and wellness journey. And I want to make sure she's on the line with me. Dr. Henrietta Albin, are you there?
I am. Thank you. Good evening. What an introduction. Yeah, organic farming is fantastic.
So I'm excited about your topic matter tonight because I think it's going to be, like I said, useful to just about anybody listening in.
Yeah, the topic tonight would be the lymphatic system, simply because I like very much how you started that by saying people may have heard of it but don't know that much about it. It's because the lymphatic system itself doesn't have, unless you have lymphoma, which is usually dealing with your nodules around your throat and your head, the lymphatic nodes that are found there. But the lymphatic system is not like if you say you have a disease of the heart or a disease of the colon or digestive issues. The lymphatic system is something that is all through the body. It is basically guided by the thymus gland, which is in the center of your chest. If you take your fingers and you go down from for guys, Adam's apple, and for girls, there's just a little hollow in the base of our throat, and you go down maybe two fingers, there is a little notch in the sternum there inside that if you scrub it, you may find that it is a little bit sore maybe, but that is actually stimulating the thymus gland. And you can do this on a daily basis. It's a good thing to do. But let me start by talking about what the lymphatic system is. In holistic parlance, it is a closed system. So it's not like the kidneys that has urine flushing or the bladder taking care of whatever comes out. It's not the colon for fecal matter. It is not the lungs when we cough things out or we even breathe in and out. I mean, the lungs are also purified as is the blood by breath. The lymphatic system is a closed system and it requires exercise. It requires movement. It's a network of vessels, nodes, ducts, and organs, and they all play a crucial role in maintaining the fluid balance, supporting the immune system. They also facilitate the absorption of fats and fat-soluble nutrients. And these days, when you hear so much about, fatty liver and fatty this and fatty that, it is good to differentiate what kind of fats they're talking about. The body basically manages all fats, but we all know, and this is just another little aside here, that the processed fats are seriously bad for us. They clog everything. They put a whole coating on the lymphatic system, on the ducts, on everything. Of course, those of you who are familiar with people who've had breast cancer and the removal of lymphatic nodes from underneath the armpits. For women, it's a very, it's a tender place to work with, but it would be a really good idea once you have stimulated the thymus, again, in the sternum, about two fingers below the hollow of your throat, and just stimulate that regularly, that you can also stimulate the little notch that's inside your shoulders. It's in acupuncture, it's lung number one. And you could also rub behind your ear further down both sides. And just gentle touches, the lymphatic system is immediately underneath the skin. So any kind of stimulation you give does not require pressure. It just requires a touch and a downward motion, always downward motion. So the under the arm lymphatic nodes, or the ones that are around the breast tissue, are often swollen. And many women, when they get their periods or they are pregnant in the beginning, their breasts start to be really sore for different reasons, but still there is that's the lymphatic system actually managing to adapt to the new situation of pregnancy, and in the case of menstrual cycles, of releasing tension, releasing weight, which is basically what this call is about. How do we cleanse the lymphatic system? So, which is called, it's called lymph. So, for example, when you have a burn or something, and there's like white fluid rising from, first it may pucker a bit, and then if there's a blister, that's lymphatic fluid, okay? Or if there is an injury that is close to the bone, or basically is not bleeding profusely, in there is the lymph fluid as well. And the lymphatic fluid carries with itself along the white blood cells, which are, of course, essential to keep us healthy, to keep us away from bacteria, and is also quite dramatically capable of disinfecting wounds. So again, and there's this fluid that comes up, whether it's a blister or it is a cut, that once it stops bleeding, things are starting to work underground, under the skin, super important. So all the macrophages, which is what these fighters are called, or the lymphocytes, they destroy harmful substances. And the lymphatic system also includes organs such as the spleen, and again the thymus, as I just pointed out, and the tonsils, as well as bone marrow. Each of those contribute to the immune function and the lymphocyte production. Lymphocytes are the official name of the fighters for infection. The lymphatic system, as it is vital for immune defense, does not get enough attention. And to me, it's simply something that everybody should know about. How do we maintain a healthy lymphatic system when it's a closed system, meaning it doesn't have an easy exit? So again, let me go back to movement. The muscles in our legs, the muscles in our bodies, the muscles in our arms all move lymphatic fluid along. And the lymphatic fluid going along cleanses itself, empties itself out into the large intestine and also into the kidneys, and so that it all comes out in the end in the normal, usual, familiar way. However, for it to get there, we really have to work to make sure we have proper nutrition, hydration, super, super important, and of course, the occasional detoxification. The lymphatic system's function, let's talk about that for a bit, is actually to remove cellular waste. So if you have cells that have been, reached their 120-day cycle, as is the case with red blood cells, there is cellular waste. It's a removal. It's a turnover. There's also toxins that the body has collected, and, of course, reducing inflammation. And while the body's primary detox organs would be the liver and the kidneys, the lymphatic system acts really as a secondary pathway, because it leads all these toxins to elimination to the liver and to the kidneys. And from there, the liver sends it down to the digestive organ, and they're often eliminated with stool. So for hydration, if we're talking about what can you do about it, is your hydration ought to be 7 to 10 glasses of water, depending on your weight. Now, there has been a lot of conversation about distilled water and hydrogen water and all sorts of different waters. It is true that the hydrogen water, the tablets or the machines that are available, are actually deeper hydrating, and we are so lucky to have X2O. Because X2O does exactly that. It offers the water to be wetter. And when that happens, there is an easier absorption into the cellular structure. And what we know from silver, for example, Alumina silver and the Silvermax, that's the same thing. The way it's processed allows it to go into the cells and clean out. So between those two, you already have an option for detoxing and cleansing. But let's just keep going. So hydration is primary. And use your X2Os. I always do two sachets in 24 ounces. And I start my day that way. And I think it's a really simple way to hydrate before you have anything to eat or before you have your coffee. Exercise and movement, and regular physical activity. It doesn't really matter what it is that you do and how intensely you do it. It's the fact that you do move your entire body. So whether it's the Stairmaster or you walk up and down the stairs in your house or you just take a long walk, all of this participates in cleansing the lymphatic system, in moving the waste along for elimination. And as far as the diet, of course, you know, the simpler, freshest foods are really the best. As Ken mentioned, I am now on a farm and we grow organic produce. And the freshness, when it comes from the field, even if it's a day old or so, is stunning compared to what I used to eat in the stores. So I realize not everybody has access to it, but do the best you can with where you buy your produce. Make sure it's not sprayed, all right? Organic is still the best label, even though it's compromised to some extent. However, that's not the conversation tonight. So a diet rich in fresh fruits, leafy green vegetables, ginger, which is very warming to the system, citrus, which could be limes and lemons, not so much oranges, but limes and lemons and maybe grapefruit. Then, of course, garlic is an ubiquitous healer. You know, garlic, make sure you cut the cloves so that the allicin, which is the essential substance that is a cleanser and it has that allicin in it, you know, like where you really know somebody smells some garlic, you can always tell they've had fresh garlic. It's really healthy for detoxification. It's great against fungus and viruses, and it's a blood cleanser in essence. And then, of course, the healthy fats. The healthy fats are avocado, they are olive oil, extra virgin, and they are coconut oil. They are butter and ghee, provided they come from pasture-raised animals, which is super important as well. The herbal and supplemental aids, we have certain choices at Suma. For example, to avoid inflammation, we always recommend omega-3-75 in ample amounts. So I take four of those a day and take them with fatty foods. So if you, for example, have, say, you have a boiled egg and you have some toast with butter, or you have an omelet or something like that, make sure that you put a pad of coconut butter with it and then have your omega-3-75 alongside that. So that's for the food. Your body tells you what it wants you to do, and sugar and carbohydrates is definitely not the ticket. It really is not. However, the lymphatic drainage is a really helpful offer. That is a practitioner is not using, they're using their fingers. They are trained to go from top to bottom and gently open all the places where the lymphatic fluid flows back into the body to be cleansed and eliminated. And again, that's a very gentle massage. I usually fall asleep when I have one of those sessions. It's quite nice. However, you may have heard on or seen on Facebook, I've seen a bunch of them. You could search for lymphatic tissue stimulation, for example, and see what kind of shorts or reels come up. I think the same is true on TikTok. You can just go and look for that, and then the algorithm will bring you more of it. How you start very simply in the morning by patting certain parts of the body and doing it quite vigorously, and then go for a walk after that. And so you learn to breathe more deeply. Breath is important. And if it is a case of you needing to cleanse, if you're detoxifying, it'd be really great to find somebody who does manual lymphatic drainage. It's a very specialized massage technique, and it's often combined with reflexology, which is also a very nice way to stimulate lymph flow and reduce inflammation and enhance detoxification. The one that I like a lot is dry brushing. My mother taught my sister and I to dry brush our skins before a shower. And first of all, it's great for exfoliation, surely, especially since all of us have dry skin. But if you get a loofah or a somewhere made from horsehair, they are like a glove knit from horsehair. They're a little bit tougher to work with, so you want a firm stroke on the surface of the skin, not the pressure, just a firm stroke. And you start at your extremities and you work your way up your legs and from your hands towards your heart, always towards the heart. And circular motion across the chest, and leave your nipples out, men and women, across your chest and your belly and your buttocks, and if you can reach whatever part of the body, of the back that you can reach. The dry skin brushing is stimulating not only the blood flow to the surface of the skin, but also looking at the cleansing with the lymphatic nodules that we carry everywhere. Then, of course, the naturopathic aspect of hydrotherapy, sweating, and we do cold plunges. So I always think that that is so cool. We use an infrared sauna, and then some of that produces extra heat, and even in a hot shower, we always rinse off really cold. And actually right now we're planning, and maybe you find someone who can do that for you as well, we're planning a Sunday afternoon where we create a sauna on the farm, and then there is an ice plunge right next to it for those who want to try it. That's very exciting. I have never done an actual dedicated sauna and cold plunge. I used to do sauna and then go out in the snow. That's a different story. Anyway, I mean, this is all really exciting, and it's so simple. It doesn't take much to do that, and this actually makes you sweat. So imagine it's like a lateral massage. The cold drives itself down into the body, and the heat brings it back up to the surface. So you get pale in the process, and then you flush. And you come out when you've been hot, and you go first into this ice plunge, and you come out, and now your skin is so stimulated, it is amazing. I think some of you may know about polar bear activities, where people go into a local body of water in the winter and do it like for a minute, stay in maybe just 20 seconds, and then come back out and huddle together under towels. It's a good choice. It's really a good choice. And then finally, another thing I really like to cleanse the lymphatic system is breathing. The diaphragm, which is like located just underneath your rib cage. Those of you who have acid reflux, or I hope not, but some people may, the diaphragm is right underneath the esophagus. So the diaphragm is that soft part underneath your rib cage. And do deep breathing for 10 minutes in and out of that entire area. And that actually acts as a pump for the whole upper body, for the thoracic duct, and significantly enhances lymphatic circulation, as does the dry skin brushing and the hot and cold. It's really important to take care of that. I know it is apparently, again, breast cancer month, and while I will hold my opinion on the efficacy of their research, many people would benefit from lymphatic drainage, from lymphatic focus. And with all the people I have worked with, especially women, it is so incredibly important for them to be super and hyper aware of the lymph nodes. There is a way to check it every day. So you could, for example, if you lift your hands and with your fingers palpate the tissue between your ribs, So you could start at the sternum and just work your way out and through it right around the breast and in the breast. And for many women, never mind if it's your time to ovulate or if you are postmenopausal, there is generally some soreness. So in order to make that really work to go away, you can very gently just rub, but firmly, rub where it is sore and just rub it out until you don't feel it anymore. This is not to give you pain, it is actually stimulating the lymphatic system. And again, before you do that, you want to rub the thymus gland open, and you can gently brush down on the inside of your shoulders, that notch that you have there, because that is also an opening for the lymphatic system, as is the area behind your ears. As you go down your neck, that is another one too. A few years ago, they discovered that the brain has a lymphatic system. It's called the glymphatic system, and it's actually functioning super important as cleansing the plaque and other things that is present in the brain. It is also super sensitive and important to the blood-brain barrier. And when you compare, for example, what we have in our colon, you've heard of leaky gut. That membrane in the gut is many miles stronger, in exaggeration, but it is many times stronger and more fortified than the blood-brain barrier. In the blood-brain barrier, it's like one micron. You get it immediately into the brain. And there's so many people are dealing with heavy metals and they're being sprayed with chemtrails and all that. So when you notice that you're getting a little forgetful or that things are not quite as fluid as they could be, or that you feel you have more inflammation, it would be a great time to follow these instructions. And hopefully you're listening to this again in case you forget. The lymphatic system is a super important organ of our body. And I think, Ken, you may have some suggestions and some questions or contributions. I've just carried on here.
You know, the one thing that I realize, and I realize because of not only do I understand, like you do, the importance of lymphatic system movement, I also realized because I was trying to help an elderly family member with this because I knew they were having a very sluggish lymphatic system. They were kind of prone to a lot of health issues. And the problem was is they had a real challenge with mobility. So getting exercise, even a brisk walk, for this person in my family was very difficult. So one of the things that I turned them on to that seemed to do some good and make a difference was a vibration board. So I personally use one of those myself, but for a person who's unfortunately, you know, forced because of limited mobility to, you know, limit what they can do, I thought that was a great potential solution for somebody who doesn't have the ability to go out and, you know, run and exercise or do a brisk walk. So what are your thoughts on those vibration boards? Because I certainly thought it was a good decision on, you know, for that particular family member.
Yeah, it sounds like it is. That's a very good idea. I have not worked with them because I have not had any need of it. However, recently somebody actually brought this up in conversation, and it is welcomed by some as practitioners that I had on a conference call at the same time, and they say they use it all the time. It is a much softer version from the Rebounder, which is that mini trampoline that has a lot of give. So even people with who are not really stable on their feet, it has a handlebar that can hold on as they're moving their bodies up and down. It has a very deep give. But of course, anything that vibrates, you know, is and allows for the lymphatic system, the lymphatic fluid to be moved would be helpful.
Yeah, and I love the fact that you were talking about the hydration factor. I know that one of the things, and this is one of the things I was hoping you could address before we wrap up this call tonight, you know, I know when somebody starts, especially if they've had sluggish lymphatic system movement, obviously they've got a lot of toxin build up in the lymphatic system. once they start making efforts to get that lymphatic system moving and starting to, you know, whether it's like you said, you know, lymphatic massage or getting some exercise or rebounder, I forgot about those. Those are great as well. But getting that movement in the body and getting the lymphatic system really working again or more efficiently, there's inevitably some kind of a detoxing that happens from that. So what are your thoughts on that? Is it, I mean, when somebody starts to reactivate a sluggish lymphatic system, what kind of things would they expect? And I'm assuming you're going to tell them, don't freak out, because you know, getting rid of the toxins is always a good thing, right?
Definitely, it's a good thing. However, if what we have just discussed and recommended is done consciously and gently and not overdone, there isn't going to be a healing response. So what needs to happen, that's where the hydration comes in. You need to flush all of it out. That's where the skin massage comes from. That's where the breathing comes from. The lymphatic system, while it's a closed system, will actually empty into the liver and into the kidneys. And I don't see that there is a tremendous detox effect from it if it's done conscientiously and gently. And if someone has never done a detox like that, I would definitely recommend that they work with someone who is more experienced as to what to expect. The other thing with this is there are such substances such as, they're called binders. They bind and adhere to waste and toxins. So, for example, there is something called activated charcoal, right? And the recommendation that I give myself and others, and I'm actually in the middle of doing one of those, is take 4 capsules when you go to sleep. What I've done the other day is I took 4 capsules when I woke up. And it was really quite amazing because your stool will turn black and brown, okay? I mean, more brown. And it is not something right or wrong about it. It's just that to me it was amazing because I do intermittent fasting. So when I take it in the morning, it's on an empty stomach and I have plenty of fluids to go with it. I then notice that I am detoxing. Sometimes I get, you know, it's not pain or anything like that. It's just like an off feeling, and temporarily there is a little bit less energy until that has passed and I've, let's say, had a bowel movement or have multiple urination. All of that is something that you want to be carefully looking at so that you get to know what your body is doing, and it's normal, the healing response.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping you would say, because again, obviously when the body's trying to get rid of its excessive toxins, you know, there are, I like how you call them, healing responses, and again, not something to get overly concerned about, but I also like your advice about, you know, taking it slow and working, you know, gently towards it.
There's no reason to rush it, because we get impatient. It's like the same thing with a diet or anything else. When people have a certain expectation of what's going to happen, you know, take it easy, people. I mean, really, you didn't get here overnight, so being gentle about it. And then if there is an appreciation of such processes, they could most definitely be in the habit of doing it once a month. There's nothing wrong with it. Do a 36-hour fast and detox at the same time your lymphatic system. Walk a lot, do dry skin brushing, which you probably could do once or twice a week anyway, which would be good because it does make a big difference. And then there is the focus on it, you know. When you're cleansing something about yourself, there's a certain attitude of self-care, which is in everybody's mind these days. We're not doing enough of it, we have too much stress, we're not breathing deeply enough, etc. Doing a bit of a detox, a dedication to self, takes like 5 or 7 minutes in the morning before your shower. To me, time is fluid in that context, because I believe it's our intention that actually makes the biggest difference. The intention to be well and to have a healthy later years and longevity that is informed by enjoyment, by vitality. Does that make sense?
I think that's great advice, Henrietta. And again, a topic that was, again, in my opinion, very important, because The lymphatic system is something that we all have. It's something that unfortunately doesn't get talked about a lot. People have heard about it. I think this is a great deeper dive into that tonight with more information on how to, you know, effectively use that to keep our bodies healthy. So again, as always, I appreciate your time. And more importantly, I appreciate your wisdom.
Well, thank you so much. It's fun to be here.
And Henrietta, again, thank you. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Ken. Good night.